conscious parents, transforming ourselves, empowering our children. Author, Shefali Tabari. There is neither ideal parent nor ideal child. The conscious parent underscores the challenges that are a natural part of raising a child, fully understanding that as parents, each of us tries the best we can with the resources we have. A real person, like myself. You are raising a spirit throbbing with its own signature. Parenthood affords many occasions in which we find ourselves in a battle between our mind and our heart, which makes raising a child akin to walking a tightrope. A single misplaced response can shrivel a child's spirit, whereas the right comment can encourage them to soar. For this reason, when you're a parent, it's crucial you realise you aren't raising a mini-me, but a spirit throbbing with its own signature. Children aren't ours to possess or own in any way. Indeed, we want what we consider to be best for our children. But in seeking to bring this about, we forget that the most important issue is their right to be their own person and lead their own life in accord with their unique spirit. Release your children from the need of your approval. Without our realizing it, we bind our children to us by tying them to our approval, making them slaves to our judgments of them. Either we constantly starve them of our approval, or we cause them to become dependent on it. While a child's behaviour is subject to modification that brings the child more closely in line with its essential being, their core must be unconditionally celebrated. Our children need to grow up with the awareness that who they are is worthy of celebration. For this reason, let me suggest some of the ways in which you can let your children know they are accepted simply for themselves, quite apart from anything they do. Children who grow up with an intrinsic sense of rightness become adults who forever carry the imprint of inner connection and consequently emotional sturdiness. Is your child growing you up? How to handle your child's pain? When children are hurt, either physically or psychologically, it can be unbearable for parents. We call the principal, yell at the teacher, complain to the parent of the child who dared to hurt them, not realising that this solidifies their pain. It also fosters an inability to tolerate pain, both their own and that of others. If we want our children to master their emotions, we have to teach them to surrender what they are experiencing. Surrender means we first accept whatever emotional state we are in. We invite them to open a space up, to allow the pain already present in them to have a presence in the room. When our children are permitted to feel their feelings, they are able to release them amazingly quickly. They come out of the pain understanding that pain is just another sensation. The anticipation of the pain is often more intolerable than the actual pain. The pain transforms itself into wisdom and perspective. A parent's opportunity for spiritual growth in the school years, middle school. The challenge of being there for our children. The middle school years are the time of tremendous transition, often painful and wrenching for us to witness. During these intermediate years, our children's sense of who they are undergoes a dramatic overhaul. Their identity is now in flux, leaving us in equal unrest. At this moment, you realise they are growing and need space to do so, which requires you to retreat from your dominance and emerge from your kinship. No longer can you be the ever-powerful parent, but must instead become an ever-present partner. High school. The need for unequivocal acceptance. At this stage, our children are able to pay heed to their unmet needs. Unfortunately, if they have been starving for authentic parental nurture, chances are they will now go seeking this in unhealthy ways. If you were neglectful of your children or absent, they will now refuse to connect with you. These are the years in which you must trust. Ah, this is a true test indeed. Your teens are going through a maelstrom of emotions, continuing to develop at alarming rates. They are negotiating a semi-adult world, taking on jobs, embarking on trips to foreign lands on their own, and entering college. More than ever, they need your acceptance. The insanity of parenthood. The particular role of the mother. Both parents undergo a transformation in their identity during the years of raising children. The first 9 months of gestation render the mother-child bond particularly unique in its intensity, leading to a complex relationship that's highly symbiotic and profoundly personal. We know that we aren't the same woman we were pre-birth, but neither have we articulated who we are post-birth. Consequently, we get lost in our role as mothers, giving to our children with the zest and zeal only a woman possesses. In this giving, our sense of self fades, and we find ourselves increasingly alienated from who we intrinsically are. We feel as we are in no man's land, neither here nor there. The reality is that as much as you need to be present in your children's emotions, you absolutely need to be present with your own, allowing yourself to metabolize what you are feeling. Only in this way can you avoid projecting your emotions onto your children. Parent from wholeness instead of your wounds. If you grew up feeling you weren't good enough. When we grow up feeling we aren't good enough, we displace this feeling of inadequacy onto the world around us. As a result of this grandiosity, we project an energy that treats others as less than ourselves. Because we are steeped in this demanding energy, anything that doesn't meet our expectations feels worthless. Highly judgmental, we resist not only life in its form, but also our children in their own form. The wonder of the ordinary. Do you revel in your child's ordinariness? A parent who is denied the experience of ordinariness during childhood will be unable to tolerate their child's ordinariness. The child will grow up under pressure to always be extraordinary, which will come at the cost of authenticity. Although it's natural to want our child to excel, this is preferably never at the expense of failing to revel in their ordinariness. When we deny our children's ordinariness, we teach them to be enthralled only by exaggerations of life. They come to believe that the only grand and the fabulous are to be noticed and applauded, and hence constantly pursue bigger and better. In contrast, when our children learn to value the ordinary, they learn to inhabit life itself. How to handle your child's mistakes. Celebrate your child's mistakes. There are simply too many precious lessons to learn about ourselves from our mistakes to cover them up. Lessons that enrich our life in ways we couldn't have imagined had we have not made such mistakes. How to execute the no. None of us enjoys being told no. One reason for this is that for many of us, the word no is associated with threatening messages from our own past. It may invoke memories of a harsh and punitive parent or a childhood robbed of empowerment. How we communicate no to our children depends on a child's temperament. For this reason, parents of children who are also prone to pleasing them too readily need to be mindful not to overpower their children, causing them to become hesitant in life and perhaps even fearful.